Shakshag Sikh Religious Practices, the ultimate GCSE guide. Intro music fades in and out. Host, hello, and welcome to the GCSE Religious Studies Revision Podcast. I'm your guide, and today we're diving deep into the living faith of Sikhism, specifically the religious practices that are crucial for your OCR exam. We're not just talking about what Sikhs do, we're exploring why they do it and how you can explain this to an examiner to get top marks. We'll cover everything from the Gurdwara in Langar to the Amrit Sanskar ceremony. So grab your notebook and let's get started. Short musical transition. Host. First up, the Gurdwara, the doorway to the Guru. It's more than just a building, it's the heart of the Sikh community. When you write about it, remember to mention its key features and their symbolism. The four doors, for instance, are a fantastic point to make. They symbolize that everyone is welcome regardless of their background, a direct reflection of Guru Nanak's teachings on equality. Inside, the focal point is the Guru Granth Sahib, the living Guru, which is treated with the utmost respect, placed on a takht, and covered by a palki. Credit is always given for using the correct Gurmukhi terms. The main worship service is called the Diwan. This involves kirtan, the singing of hymns from the Guru Granth Sahib, and katha, sermons or talks explaining the scripture. Candidates often lose marks by just saying, "Sikhs pray." Be specific. Mentioning the singing of Gurbani and the communal nature of the worship shows a deeper understanding. The service ends with the Ardas, a collective prayer for the well-being of all humanity, followed by the distribution of Kara Prasad, a sweet food offering. Now, let's talk about two concepts that are deeply linked, Langar and Seva. Langar is the free community kitchen, but it's so much more than free food. This is a key mistake to avoid. Its primary purpose is to put the principle of equality into practice. Everyone, regardless of caste, wealth, or gender, sits together on the floor to share a simple vegetarian meal. This directly challenges the Hindu caste system that was prevalent during Guru Nanak's time. When explaining Langar, link it to the concept of seva, or selfless service. Examiners love to see candidates distinguish between the three types of seva: tan, physical service, like preparing food for Langar; man, mental service, like meditating on God's name; and don, material service, like donating money. Linking Langar to seva and equality is a guaranteed way to earn higher marks. Finally, let's look at the rites of passage. The most significant is the Amrit Sanskar, the initiation ceremony into the Khalsa Brotherhood. This is for Sikhs who are ready to make a full commitment to their faith. It involves taking vows and being initiated by the Panj Pyar, the Five Beloved Ones. A common mistake is to assume all Sikhs are part of the Khalsa and wear the five Burmese kiyats. Remember to distinguish between Amritdhari Sikhs, those who have been initiated, and Sahajdhari Sikhs, those who have not. The five Burmese kiyats, or Panj Kakars, are the articles of faith worn by initiated Sikhs: kesh, uncut hair; kara, a steel bangle; kanga, a wooden comb; kachera, special shorts; and kirpan, a ceremonial sword. Each has a deep symbolic meaning, which you must be able to explain. Short musical transition. Host. Now for some quickfire exam tips. For those 15-mark discuss questions, you must include common and divergent views. For this topic, that means discussing the different perspectives of Amritdhari and Sahajdhari Sikhs on practices like wearing the five Burmese kayats. Also, always cite a source of wisdom and authority, or SOA. Don't just say "the guru says." Instead, write "the Guru Granth Sahib teaches" or "the Sikh Rihat Mariyata states." This shows the examiner you have precise knowledge. And remember to avoid common pitfalls. Don't confuse the Golden Temple with a local Gurdwara, and don't describe Langar as just free food without explaining its link to equality. Short musical transition. Host, ready for a quick recall quiz? Cover your notes. 1. What are the three types of seva? Pause. Tan, man, and don. 2. What is the name of the Sikh initiation ceremony? Pause. Amrit Sanskar. 3. What do the four doors of a Gurdwara symbolize? Pause. That all are welcome. How did you do? If you got them all, fantastic. If not, just rewind and listen again. Outro music fades in. Host. And that's a wrap on Sikh religious practices. We've covered the Gurdwara, Diwan, Langar, Seva, and the Amrit Sanskar. We've also looked at how to avoid common mistakes and how to impress the examiner. Remember to use the correct terminology, explain the symbolism, and always link practices back to core Sikh beliefs like equality and service. Keep revising, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck! Music fades out.